Blog Talk Radio.
We want to welcome everyone once again to the RF Sports Radio Show. I'm your host, RF, and it is Thursday, October 21st, 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are live once again on Blog Talk Radio. If you guys are just not tuning to the show for the first time, you can always find us online at blogtalkradio.com/RFSports. Email us at rfsportsradio@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter at rfsportsradio. And if you're new to the show, on this show we talk about everything, professional sports, college sports, NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA. It doesn't matter if it's a sports topic or something we need to discuss, we're going to discuss it. And we're going to definitely talk about our Dallas-Fort Worth teams, especially the Rangers. Go Rangers! We'll talk about the Cowboys and their season this year. We'll talk about the Mavs and their upcoming season as well. So you guys are in for a treat if you're tuning for the first time. If you're a loyal listener, welcome again to the program. You know how we do about this time. You know we do every Thursday. Our world-famous pick show, so we'll be doing picks because we all need some redemption from our picks from last Thursday. But without further ado, let me bring on the real star of the show, my co-host here.
Royce, thanks, how you doing tonight, man? I'm doing just fine. I'm waiting on this next game tomorrow in Arlington Stadium with the Rangers go ahead and end this. But, you know, I knew the Yankees weren't going to go quietly. I knew that. They were A1 championship for nothing. But it's supposed to rain tomorrow, so we'll see. I still think the Rangers will take it. How you doing today, Rodney?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a lot of talk about today. We got a lot of Ranger talk we got to get into, NFL talk. We got some college talk to talk about as well. We're going to be giving you guys updates throughout the program on the NLCS series. Right now, as you guys may or may not know, but the Giants are up 3-1 in the series with a chance to close out at home. They're actually losing right now 3-2 in the top of the eighth. But, again, it's not over. As you know about the Giants, they have a good way of hitting that home run. There's been a pitching duel so far. Lynch to come against Holiday. So it's going to be – we'll keep you guys up to date on that. We'll probably have a score before we get out the air tonight, so we'll definitely keep you guys updated on that. But speaking of the Rangers, and I did see the report about the weather being bad tomorrow. It says scattered showers, 50% of rain.
Yeah.
But I think they'll still get the game in. I think there's no way Major League Baseball is going to cancel that game tomorrow. Now they had a game in New York, a chance to close out. It was a game that started at 3 o'clock. C.J. Wilson up against Sabathia. And the Rangers really did hit Sabathia, although they didn't put up the amount of runs.
They had a lot of hits.
They had a whole lot of hits, but we had some errors. Nelly Cruz went out in the fourth inning, although he's going to be playing in game six. And it's kind of like the Rangers kind of, you know, they were desperate. They went home. They had to get a win sometimes. C.C. Sabathia is a great pitcher. Let me ask you, do you feel nervous now that they've got that win? It's 3-2 with a chance for them to tie it up tomorrow?
Now, because if you look at it, the Yankees got to win two games. The Rangers out there winning one. And the way they're hitting, Rodney, like I said, you know the Yankees weren't going to go quietly. But in the whole series, the Rangers have been outstanding as far as hitting and scoring runs, stealing bases. I mean, they're playing like I see a different team out there. They're playing like they know they could beat these teams. And I think they know it in their hearts. I think they can win it. I really do. I'm not nervous at all. Now, if they lose the next game, I may get a little nervous. But I'm not nervous at all.
Let me ask you this, because there was a lot of talk about this around the Metroplex today, is who do we pitch in this game? Okay, right now we have it set up for, of course, the Yankees are going to pull out Phil Hughes, and I don't know why they're going to pitch Hughes. They could easily pitch Andy Pettitte in this series instead of waiting for game seven.
Right.
But they're going to pitch Hughes. Hughes has a great record in the ballpark against the Rangers. Though he did lose when he was here earlier in the series. But, I mean, for the Rangers, you have a chance to close it out, to go ahead and put the nail in the coffin and move on to the World Series. And yet they are going to pitch Kobe Lewis tomorrow. Do you think that's a mistake? Or do you think
he should save
Cliff Lee for Game 7?
Well, you can always start out with Kobe, man. And if it gets bad, you can always put him in there. And it could be because of the weather, too. You know, they could be waiting to see. I was starting, but like I said, if the Yankees get off to a lead, you have to pull him early, you know, and go with the best you got. But Rangers need to go ahead and close this out. They don't need to take it any more games. You know what I mean? And if anything, probably rain delay tomorrow. It's supposed to be scatter showers, so it may hit us, may miss. You know how Arlington is. It may hit or miss. And but I think you start out with him. But you know, if he messes up early, you got to take him out real quick. Now, a lot of stuff I saw Washington do, I thought he kept a lot of guys in there a little bit too long. You know, it all worked out in the end, but I don't know how many times it's gone with workout. See what I'm saying? So I would start him out. But like I said, if you get in trouble, you got to put it. What do you think?
Now, this brings up a good point because Cruz is going to be back, of course, for Game 6. But even Girardi came out today and said Sabathia is going to be available in the pen for Game 6 if he has to go. I mean, they have to be desperate about what they have to do at this time. But if you're the Rangers, this is my whole reason why I think they should pitch Cliff Lee. Because if you pitch Cliff Lee, I mean, you can go ahead and close the game out, get this thing over with. The game could be delayed. It could be delayed. It could be pushed into the next day. And then you give them another day of rest. And if you pitch Cliff Lee now and close the series out, you can start him back up for Game 1 of the World Series. But if you wait and you pitch him on Game 7, he's not going to be able to start the series in Game 1. So that's why I think you just go ahead and put him in now and close this thing out. He's your best pitcher. He's got the best postseason record. He owns the Yankees right now. So why not go ahead and get it over? That's what I understand.
Well, that's not a bad idea. You're right about that. I see your point on that. Mm-hmm. But it might not be a bad idea. That's, you know, he had to make a decision, a big career decision tomorrow. So we'll see.
Right.
Yeah, right. I know he's making some pretty good decisions so far, but it's a big one tomorrow. Who do you start? Then, like I said, I think it also depends on the weather. You don't want Lee out there in pouring rain. You know what I'm saying? And I understand that when it's raining, it's a disadvantage for both teams. You know what I mean? Hitting and pitching. So if the weather's bad, I wouldn't start it. But like I said, you do need to go ahead and end it. You do need your best pitch out there. So he has a big decision to make tomorrow.
Well, they've already decided they're actually going to go with Kobe Lewis tomorrow, and Lee is going to pitch Game 7. I guess having the insurance of Lee is good, and you don't want to panic the team by putting Lee out there early, but I think you should go ahead and get it over with. You know, if you got a silver bullet, why not go ahead and kill the Werewolf now? Why wait until the Werewolf shows up in your bedroom? Before you have to use a silver bullet. If you got one, use one. That's the way I look at it. I think you should go ahead and get this thing over with.
Right. Well, you know me, Ron, I would have put Lee in the whole series, so it would have been over a long time ago. Okay.
And speaking of Cliff Lee and the Yankees and how he owns the Yankees right now, Nick Swisher comes out today and says he wants to face Cliff Lee for Game 7 because he's sick and tired of hearing all the questions. They keep asking him, how is Lee dominating you guys? How is this?
Right.
He wants to face them in Game 7 so they have a chance to win, but they might not even make Game 7. The way
that's
Phil
right.
Hughes is pitching, that's not even a guy they really want in there. So I'm surprised that Girardi is going with Phil Hughes and not going with a guy like Andy Pettit, because if you go Andy Pettit Game 6, you have a chance to bring Sabathia out on 3 days rest for Game 7.
Right, on Game 7. Right.
For Game 7. So I don't understand why he wouldn't put that guy in there. Although he's going to be available in the pen, but still, I think they're making a mistake not putting Eddie Pettit in there on 3 days rest and then pitching Sabathia again on 3 days rest because Phil's real shaky. He's been shaky all season. The guy's lost, a number of games, although he has a great record in Texas. But I think that's a real, real shaky proposition for them.
So well, maybe the Yankees count on the Yankees are counting on their veteran players to step up tomorrow. You know what I mean? They do have a lot of experienced players, you know, in big situations, in big games. So maybe they count on some other members to step up, you know. So we'll see, you know.
Well, we'll see what's going to happen. Predicting?
Big day tomorrow.
Are you predicting a Rangers win tomorrow?
Rangers win.
Series, you think it'll go 7? Because you predicted 7. You predicted 7 at the start of the series.
I did? Okay. Well, I think the Rangers will close it out. I'm going to be sitting around in full Ranger gear, rooting for them. So let's go Rangers. We'll see.
Well, I agree. I think they're gonna close it out in 6. I had the prediction when the series started that they close it in 6. Lee will stay rested. He'll be ready to go in Game 1. So we're definitely hoping on that. But definitely go Rangers. We're supporting them. The city's electric right now. They had a whole crowd of people, more people than I can even think were going to show up at the airport last night to welcome the Rangers home. The guys saw that. I think they really did something for their morale. They know they're just not winning it for them. They're winning it for a whole city, a whole host of fans that have stuck with the Rangers for so long, waiting on an opportunity like this. And with the World Series so close, I think they'll close it out in six. I think they'll have a huge performance tomorrow night in Arlington. So we're definitely looking forward to that. But I think it'll be great, real, real great performance tomorrow. Now, if you guys are listening to us live right now on Blog Talk Radio, you're more than welcome to call in and voice your opinion. The number is 323-927-2906. If you listen to us on iTunes, you can always check in with the show at blogtalkradio.com/RFSports, or we have a new blog site, which is rfsportsradio.blogspot.com. And on that site right now, we're running a huge promotion right now for those that want World Series tickets or even football tickets, whatever sporting event in your local area. You can buy them directly from us and get a discount if you go to rfsportsradio.blogspot.com. And, of course, follow us on Twitter. I want to send a special shout-out to Iceman Sports. I know they're listening. We'll be doing some stuff with them next week. And if you guys are listening, make sure you definitely call in and follow the show and keep everything going. We're actually going to open up the chat room here real quick, too, Royce, get some feedback and everything from everyone. Now, one story I want to touch on with you real quick is because this story doesn't seem to go away. We've had more and more backlash now about this whole illegal hit thing with the NFL. The NFL puts out a DVD today, gives it to all the players, makes it available online, that actually defines what an illegal hit may be. And this is really coming as a reaction by the NFL because they got caught with their pants down Wednesday. They find out these guys. First of all, let's look at the timeline first, Royce. Sunday they played the games, all these illegal hits, concussions.
Right.
Monday
right.
They come out and say, well, we're not going to tolerate that no more. Guys are going to get suspended. Tuesday comes out and they actually start finding some guys. James Harrison, for instance, gets fined. And I use this example because on Wednesday morning, NFL.com is selling the picture of James Harrison's hit against Master Court. They're actually selling
the
picture NFL? Online. The NFL.com was selling the picture online. Now they caught with their pants down. Their reaction was, it's an automated service. It's something that's automatically done. It's through a third-party vendor. But they were actually profiting off of the same hit that they charged James Harrison for. Matter of fact, $75,000 for. And James Harrison's not going to – he's not seeing a penny from any of those proceeds of the sale of the picture. And then so James Harrison's reaction was, I quit. He hasn't been to practice. Today was his first day back at practice today. And he basically said, I'm not going to play football if I can't play football the way I want to. So he actually came back to practice today. Now everyone's reacting to this thing. And I told you when this thing first broke, Royce, I said, now this is just the NFL trying to protect itself. And how could you find somebody, but yet you're selling the man's hit online? I don't understand that. Maybe you can explain that to me.
Well, right now, I can see how that happened if it happened to a third party, but you can do the same thing on YouTube nowadays with everything. You know, they can post it on YouTube and you can get a copy of it. Actually, that's a mistake. But at the same time, no one man is bigger than the game. If that's a rule, that's a rule. I mean, if you wanted to play the game any way you wanted to, you could bite somebody, you could punch him, you could put your finger in the eye. I mean, that's just not the way it works. You go. Everything has a rule. Even on your work, your job, there's a rule. You just have to follow the rule. You know, and like I said, no one man is bigger than the game. That's my opinion. You know, either you do what you need to do or not. But from what I saw, the hits, and we know, look at the number of concussions that happened in the last couple of years. I'm going to go back to Troy Aikman. That actually ended his career. You know, and I've seen guys get paralyzed playing football. You know what I mean? That's a big deal. You know, football is already a physical sport. These guys are retiring with bad knees and, you know, all kind of ailments and stuff. So why make it more dangerous than what it is? So no one man.
That. No one wants anybody to get hurt. No, I think no one plays the game to actually go out there and paralyze anyone or to give them a concussion for that matter. But my thing is the NFL has been profiting off these big hits for so long, from the big hit DVDs to I remember you buy Sports Illustrated, you get the big hits of the NFL as a free gift for a subscription. So the NFL has profited off of these same hits. So now they're trying to say, well, hey, you need to calm down a little bit. And I think that's a little bit of hypocrisy on their part, because how can they profit from the same thing and then tell the players they need to play differently?
Well, I don't look at it that way. You know, to me, like I said, that happens if it's through a third party. You know, it's hype for the game. It's just like, you know, one wild basketball was getting out of hand with frequent fouls. They had to do something about that. But it didn't change the game. You know, they still play. It's just, you know, three fragrance, however it goes, or take you out for a game. I mean, it works for basketball. It can work for football.
Right.
And they had to do that for a reason, because guys were getting hurt. So, you know, I don't see any difference.
Yeah, you're right. Well, here's some of the quotes that James Harrison made today, his first actual quotes after missing practice the last 2 days. He says, I've come to a decision that I cannot and will not let the league office stop me from playing the game that I love. He goes on to say that I will continue to play the game with the same passion, intensity, and focus with which I have always played, and let the chips fall where they may. I have never given up, quit, or walked away from anything in my life, and I'm not about to start now. So apparently him and Coach Tomlin had to sit down and iron some things out and kind of got everything straight. He actually went on to say, I feel the reason for the fine was the statement I made after the game wherein I said I try to hurt people, not injure them. And in the same sentence, I attempted to clarify my meaning, but I understand that my comments leave a lot open to interpretation. The statement was not well thought out, and I did not adequately convey my meaning. I apologize for making that statement. I wanted to be known that I have never and would never intentionally try to hurt or injure any player. So we'll see about that.
Well, you know, Fred the Hammer had to go through it. It changed the rule for him, the clothesline. Roy Williams, you don't hear him complain after that chart started the Roy Williams rule. You know what I mean? Just go on and play the game. You know what I mean? To me, it's just nitpick. As much money as he makes, he's just nitpick. That doesn't even bother me.
Well, I just think it's kind of interesting. I just thought they got caught with their pants down and they were scrambling all day Wednesday trying to find out some explanation for this. Was how can you, you know, sell this picture and then find a guy for the hit? I thought that was real something serious right there. So, but we'll see, because they do the DVDs. They're going to have to stop that. They're going to have to change the whole culture of the NFL. There's nothing wrong with big hits. And I know they're trying to protect the players, but you got to kind of you can't draw a gray line. It has to be a solid black line, if you know what I mean. So we'll definitely see about that. Now, one of the questions that I put on Facebook today, our Facebook question was, what do you think is the best team in the NFC? And from what everyone's told me about the best team in the NFC, they've all said, and the things that I have are the Saints are the best team in the NFC. I've had 2 votes for the Saints. I had a couple of votes for other teams as well. Now, Royce, let me tell you, the fans on Facebook have been saying that the Saints are the best team in the NFC. We went over the power rankings last Tuesday, and they were ranked 6th, the top NFC team in the rankings. So do you think that, yeah, the Saints are the best team in the NFC?
Well, you know, right now it's said they're still a champion. If somebody beat them, they still have, are they in the top. So as far as I'm concerned, they are the number one team. Until they dethrone from being a champion, got to give it to them. Just like the Lakers are the champions until somebody beat them, right? You agree?
Oh, there you go. There you go. Now you're talking.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You know, I can make that same argument. The Lakers are the best team in the NBA because they hold the title. So
now you're talking. And we're going to get to it. We had an NBA preview show set up for yesterday. It didn't get a chance to go through, but we'll have some NBA preview stuff coming on, not only this show, but in the next show as well, too. So we'll be talking a lot about that. So we'll definitely get into some NBA talk. Now, Russ, let me ask you a quick question real quick. Just real quick on the NBA, who do you think is going to be the MVP of the NBA this year?
Kevin Durant. I say Kevin Durant. The boy, he's the best player to me in the NBA right now. I put him a step ahead of Kobe. I go that far. The boy can play. Hello?
Now, I agree with you on Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant, now he did lead the league last year in scoring.
That's right, scoring. That's
so
right.
He left that he was the youngest player to ever do it in the NBA. Now, we know that LeBron is a two-time MVP winner. So you think Durant's going to surpass LeBron? I think it's hard for LeBron to win MVP when he's got three other potential MVP players on his team.
Well, you know, when LeBron was in Cleveland, that was his team. He's in Miami. He doesn't have to carry load. So he don't have to go out and hit 40 points a night. But Kevin
right.
Durant is, I mean, he's just a 30-point player, you know, like Kobe was. Kobe just go out and hit 30 points effortlessly. You know what I mean? Without a lot of shots.
Right.
I think
right.
Why I see Kevin Durant, the game just come to him naturally. You know what I mean? He has an outside shot. He can play inside. I mean, he can play guard position. I mean, the boy can play any position. So, I say, you know, his athleticism to me is probably the best in the NBA right now.
Now, who is going to be a surprise team for the NBA this year?
I say Oklahoma. Because they, you know how close they were last year? They actually were the best competition against the Lakers. Where they take them six games.
It took them six games.
Yeah, it took them six games. And would they win, two?
Yeah.
I think they won two. Yeah, they won two.
Well,
so,
they won the home games. They won their home games, definitely.
Right, they won the home games. That's right. And a couple of others, they almost won. They came down to the wire. So I said Oklahoma. Now, Phoenix, I don't know. I think they just had a good year that year. But, you know, the West is so talented, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I get a nod to Oklahoma. I think they're going to be the surprise team in the NBA.
I think everybody thinks Oklahoma is going to be a good team this year. My surprise team for the Western Conference actually is going to be Utah. I think they got actually better by adding Al Jefferson to their team. I think he's going to be a better scorer if Deron Williams can stay healthy. I think they'll be a huge team in the West. And also Portland, too. I think Portland's going to be a good team if everyone stays healthy there with Brandon Roy, Greg Oden, LaMarcus Aldridge. I think they could be a great team, too. Marcus Camby, he's on the team as well. And then on the eastern side of things, I still look for Atlanta kind of breakout. I've been waiting on the breakout for so long. But I like the big Eastern Conference team, the Celtics, the Heat, the Orlando Magic. I think they're going to be right there.
Okay. Now, you got to look at Utah. Shouldn't be a surprise to you because Utah, just about every year they're in there, they're going to compete. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like the Mavericks, you know, certain teams will always be there. I would say Oklahoma is going to be my surprise team because of the talent on that team. They got a nice, young, talented team. And I think they could beat anybody in the West. In the East, I'm going to go with the Chicago Bulls.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
Because you expect Boston to be there, right?
Right.
You expect Miami to be there. Certain teams you expect to be there. But
right.
I expect a Chicago Bulls to make a run for the Eastern Division.
That's a good pick. I like that pick. That's a good pick.
All right.
That's a good pick. I like the Bulls, too. We got a caller calling in. I know they want to comment on some NBA talk real quick and bring the caller on the line. You're live on the RS Sports Radio Show. Who do you think is going to be a surprise team in the NBA, and who are you picking for MVP this year in the NBA?
I'll say the MVP is probably going to go to none other than Kobe Bryant. I definitely think this is going to be the year where he definitely displays and shows to the world, you know, the reign that he has in the NBA, you know, and I mean, you got people stocking up to beat this man. I just see him as the MVP because everybody wants to beat Kobe. You know the road to the championship leads through L.A., and you have to beat him. So he's going to be the MVP this year.
Now, that's an interesting point because I felt strongly last year that he got robbed last year because I thought it, but the thing about the MVP award, it's a regular season award. And if you look at the whole body of work throughout the NBA last year, Kobe should have been the MVP of the NBA,
period. Oh, come
on, period.
No, man.
How could you say that? They go seven games against Boston. He leads the team to a championship. If you look at the whole body of work, if the MVP award was given out at the end of the season, so the regular season, you have to give it to Kobe.
I'm going to tell you why Kobe's not going to be the MVP, because his knees are not going to let it. Kobe's not a young man no more. He's had several knee surgeries. He had trouble with his knees last year. How can you give it to Kobe?
On the same
knee. You talking about old men in the NBA? Kobe's one of those old men. I'm talking about him playing years. He might not be in age. He's played a lot longer than a lot of players. He has bad knees. Y'all forgot that? He just had knee surgery in the offseason.
But even with the knee surgery, he's still
going to
be a dominant player.
Listen, there's too many good teams out there. Kobe don't have to carry that team night in after night out. He doesn't have to do that anymore. I've seen games where Kobe didn't hit but 12 points, where he used to hit 30 points. He averaged 30 points. His average has gone down. He don't take so many jumps out. He don't dunk as much as he used to. His knees as old as Tim Duncan's.
So you think the Lakers are gonna win the West?
No.
You going with Oklahoma to win the West?
I'm going with Oklahoma or Utah. I even say Utah.
I think Utah is a big stretch. I think that's a big stretch for Utah.
But y'all forgot about Kobe's knees, right? Did y'all forget that?
No, of course not. But the thing is, like you said it yourself. He's had this knee surgery before. It's his third time on the operation on the same knee.
He's played with broken fingers before.
He's played with broken fingers before. He's done all of that before. He played last year hurt.
And how long you think that don't take wear and tear on your body?
Of course it does.
Come on, man.
Of course it does. But he's been proven to overcome that already.
He doesn't jump like he used to. He don't do none of that. I think Kobe out 30 games this year. He's not going to play a whole entire season, I guarantee you.
Well, that won't be nothing new. Because for them, the season for them is going to start basically in the playoffs. Let me walk with another contributor to the
program. And actually, who got robbed on MVP was Kevin Durant. He led the league in the scoring. He should have got
it. That's true. That's true.
I mean,
you can make an argument for that. I like Kevin Durant, so you can make an argument for that. Let me welcome another contributor to the program. Chosen, how you doing today, man?
Hey. Well, good to be here.
What's going on, Rodney?
Not much, man. Let me welcome another contributor to the program as well, too, because I know he want to talk a little NBA. I know he got something to say about this whole MVP and some picks as well, too. Rick, I know you got you on the line, man.
I just want to know real quick. Hey, man,
who
are
you picking
for
the surprise team in the NBA?
Hey,
and who are you picking for your MVP pick? Rick, you there?
Hello?
We may have lost Rick real quick. Let's see here.
Hello?
Rick, you there?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here. How's it going?
Tell me real quick, who's going to be your NBA MVP this year since the starting season next week, and also who's going to be the team we need to watch?
First of all, let me clear something up. You know, I am not a Kobe Bryant fan. I am a realist. And that boy can hoop. That boy can ball. He goes out there and he does his thing. You know, I agree with everybody, really. You know, everybody kind of got some good points. You know, I can see Kevin Durant being the MVP. You know, usually they go with the hottest player, you know, offensive player, which is what Kevin Durant mainly is, you know, and that's usually what they go with, you know. But coming out of the West, I can't see no – until somebody show me different, I can't see nobody beating L.A. coming out of the West. There's absolutely no way. Not right now. Show me first.
Okay.
Well, I think the Lakers will definitely come out the West. The question is, and I got to pose the question to all of you guys, who's coming out the East? There's so much talk about the East from the Miami Heat and what they've done. You got the returning champs, the Boston Celtics. You got the Orlando Magic. You got the Chicago Bulls, which, you know, is another team, a sleeper team that can slide up in there. Who are y'all picking to come out the rest? Out the East? Royce, who are you picking to come out the East?
I told you I'm taking first choice. My mind wants to say Miami, but I'm gonna say Chicago to surprise everybody.
Rick, who you picking coming out the East?
I'm off the hype. I see Miami coming out the East, and I think they got too much power, man. I think they're gonna win the whole thing for real.
You think Miami's gonna win the whole thing?
I think Miami's gonna win the whole thing.
I think LA is
gonna come out of the West. Miami's going to come out of the East. Kevin Durant is going to end up being the MVP of the league, but then let's face it, you know, the MVP, you're always a good player, you're always one of the best players in the league, but you're not the best player, not all the time. So, you know, I think all that can just be split up like that with Kevin Durant being the MVP, LA out the West and Miami out the East. Miami win it all.
Okay, Chosen, who you picking to come out the East?
Well, I'm going to keep it real simple. I don't think, you know, Royce, I don't think you watch enough basketball. And my man, come on, man. How can you say what you say? I mean, you picked the Lakers. It's all about the Celtics. The Celtics might win it all this year. I mean, I see a team that's too post-heavy. If you look at the turning point of that game, of that series last year, the turning point was post-play. Kobe did not win it. And for the record, I'm not a Kobe fan, but I was anxious to silence the Jordan's fans on how great he was. I didn't think Jordan was all about the bag of chips. And before he could be gone good, you got somebody else that you can compare to him. You know, so that's just for the Kobe talk. But in any case, nobody's going to beat, you know, the Celtics. Their program is true basketball in its essence, and the roster is too deep. I just, you know, your boy Chris Bosh, he's not ready, man.
I agree with you. Chris Bosh is going to be a little light. He's going to be a little light down there, but I just think LeBron and Wade, man, it's just going to be something else. I can respect a man that likes the game played from the inside out. Personally, I believe that's the way the game is supposed to be played, from the inside out. But I just think LeBron and Wade together would be too much with just a little sprinkle of Chris Bosh over there.
Well, let me ask you something. You think Dwayne Wade, he's already missed the beginning of the preseason. You think he's going to be healthy all year?
Well,
it depends on if Wade stays healthy all year. To me, for them to win,
he's not going
to
be healthy all year. He's not.
Right,
but
right,
they,
right.
You know, they have a player on their team that was somewhere else and was able to do things in the NBA and at least do good things for yourself, stat wise and point wise. They had three people that could do that. Now they all together. It don't matter if one of them get hurt. Now, don't stay hurt all season, but if one of them get hurt, go ahead and chill out for a second. We got two more over here.
Let me make this point, though. Let me make this point. There's a reason all three of these guys came from the Eastern Conference. There's a reason why all three of them came together, because they couldn't do it by themselves, period. And one team they couldn't do it against was the Boston Celtics. And if you look at it on paper, let me give you the Celtics roster, because they are my pick for the East to repeat and go to the finals again. You got Ray Allen, and they got the best bench out there. They got Ray Allen, Marquise Daniels, Glenn Davis, Kevin Garnett, Jermaine O'Neal, Shaquille O'Neal, Kendrick Perkins, Paul Pierce, Nate Robinson, Rajon Rondo, Delonte West. That's just a few on the roster right now. They have the best bench in the league, period. They have the best bench in the league. They have a bench that could come out and be a starting five in Toronto, could be a starting five in other cities in the NBA, and it could be a starting five in Charlotte off the bench. They've got the best bench. They built for the playoffs. They're my pick coming out the East. I think there's no way that he can beat them.
Sure,
no way.
The Heat's got probably the weakest bench.
The bench play is gonna be
key for them. They're gonna have to do something, and that's where they're probably gonna end up being hurt at the most. I just think LeBron and Wade together is gonna be something else.
Yeah, I didn't much hear it that Carmelo Anthony is going to the Bulls today. It was announced today. Y'all hear that?
No, we ain't heard that.
He didn't go to the Bulls. Like I said, the
Knicks. I'm just kidding with y'all, man. Just joking. If you did, the Bulls are on my pick. I'm just kidding, man. I'm just kidding.
Oh.
Just joking. Just joking.
Now let's look at this.
If Carmelo went to Miami, they still wouldn't have enough to win.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh. Wow.
Well, like I said, Matilda's on my pick, man, because they got the best bench. They built for the playoffs. They got Doc Rivers in his last season. They want to win one for Doc. And you have the fact of having Shaq coming off the bench, which I know Shaq ain't Shaq like he used to be, but he's a better relief for Kendrick Perkins than having Big Baby out there playing the center position. And now you can play Big Baby and Shaq together. You can play Big Baby and Kendrick Perkins together. I think they're one of the teams that really got better, a good team that really got better. So I think they're going to definitely do something big, bigger than they did last year. Let me give you all the roster for the Heat so we can compare the two. For the Heat, you got Joe Anthony, okay? Carlos Arroyo, Patrick Beverley, Chris Bosh, Deshaun Butler, Mario Chalmers, Udonis Haslam, Eddie House, Juwan Howard. Okay, you got Zagaskis, you got LeBron James, James Jones, Jamal McGlure, Mike Miller, Dwayne Wade. That's your roster. Juwan Howard coming off the bench.
I don't hear any defensive players.
No, I don't hear a starting five either off the bench.
No.
I don't hear any defensive players. Where's
no,
the defense?
So have I convinced you guys to pick the Celtics?
Absolutely not. I hear LeBron and I hear Dwayne Wade. The Celtics is nice, man. The Celtics is going to be nice, and it wouldn't surprise me. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. But I just think that combo right there is going to be something else. They're going to be able to do some things.
And we're going to see,
bro.
Man. I'm
bro,
interested to see what's going to happen, man.
You're more
I'm really
my words.
To see
I got
happen.
I have money right now that says the bro will be brought on Miami if they have to face the likes of that squad that the Celtics have.
Wow!
I mean,
wow.
Did you see the game? Did you see the series last year? And you add the missing players to their roster that you have now, and does Kobe win? I don't know, man.
I loved the series.
Well, listen, let me give you a couple of tidbits going into the season this year. LeBron James made some comments today that got the fans in Cleveland livid right now. He actually said today, this is his quote, "If I was a fan and I was on the outside looking in, I could be upset a little bit if one of my favorite players left, or if I feel like he betrayed us, or whatever the case may be, but you have to get over it." Wrong thing to say, LeBron. Wrong thing to say when you got to go into Cleveland.
It's true.
That's the wrong thing to say. Yeah, it may be
man,
true, but you don't say nothing like that.
Statement.
You don't say nothing like that, man.
It's true.
You can't say nothing like that. I don't think you can make some kind of statement. You can't just tell nobody.
But they mad anyway. Whatever you say. If you say, "I'm sorry," they mad anyway. Nothing you can say to make those fans forgive him. So they mad anyway. So it doesn't
matter. Speaking
of
Carmelo Anthony, bro, you brought up a good point about that. Now, what do you guys think that Carmelo is going to? You think we all agree he's going to be traded during the season, but where is he going?
Let me tell you something. Carmelo's married now. He's married now. He go wherever his wife want to go.
That's got to be
New
York,
York,
New Jersey.
She likes New York. She likes New York. He's a married man now.
New York or New Jersey in this case.
Yeah, right.
I think he's going to end up going to New York some kind of way. I know New Jersey's the front one, but I think he end up playing with Stoudemire this season some kind of way.
Anyway, go
ahead. I heard that New York was the front runner, the Knicks, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that would be nice for them. I mean, if they had him up there, they would be able to make some noise. They wouldn't be able to win nothing, though. You know, I don't think they would have enough.
And also, David Stern comes out today. Of course, they're going into a CBA agreement here pretty soon, and David Stern comes out today and says he wants the player's salary cut by a third. I don't know how that's going to go up in negotiation, but we'll see about that. But he wants
the player's
salary cut by a third.
It's too late now. It's a bidding war. Too many new players with money.
We're going to see what happens on that. Now, quickly, before we move on and get into these picks, our world-famous picks, my last question for you guys in regards to the NBA, and I've got a little opinion on this too. Who do y'all think is going to be the rookie of the year? Now, we know John Wall's making a huge presence in the preseason, but you got a guy like Blake Griffin, who didn't play last season. He's coming out. He's the one on SportsCenter every night throwing down these dunks. You guys like Blake Griffin, or do you like John Wall as a rookie of the year? Or maybe another player?
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, for me, I actually like Evan Turner, though. They got drafted by Philadelphia. That's really who
okay.
I like. But, you know, realistically speaking, it's got to be Blake Griffin, man. Blake Griffin, he's nasty out there. He didn't get a chance to play last year either. I know he's going to be ready to go. That's a big boy out there. And he could jump. I think it's going to be Blake Griffin.
Now, my opinion, I think it's going to be Blake Griffin, too, because he's a bigger player. He's a taller player. I think he can make more of an impact, not just scoring but rebounding, too. And if you're on the Clippers, who else are you going to feed the ball to anyway? I think John Wall's going to have to share the ball and share time with Gilbert and everyone else that can handle the ball there. But I think him and Gilbert's going to be a real, real good backcourt, though.
Now he's playing for the Clippers, he has to shine.
Yes, I think Blake Griffin's going to really do something, man.
But see, I like Evan Turner, though, you know, because he's going to be put in one of those situations where he's going to have to score a little bit. Now, they do have Andre Iguodala, you know, Andre Iguodala, you know, so he's going to be getting some attention out there. But I actually look for Philadelphia to win a lot more games than they won last year, especially.
Well, that's easy to say right there. But they didn't win any games last year.
Yeah, but, I mean, but still, you know, I think they're going to be a better team, and it wouldn't surprise me if they was to squeak into the A spot.
Yeah, you're right about that. That could easily happen, man. I'm really looking for this season to be a good season. I think a lot of hype around the Heat is going to backfire on them. And then the last question that everybody wants to know is how many games are he going to win? We discussed this a little bit last at the end of the show. Anybody come up with a number?
No,
Rick,
you
got a number for what the Heat going to do?
50
plus 50. I was just gonna say about 54 games myself personally.
All right.
Man, I was about to say 55. I think they can get 55 games in.
Okay.
They can cut that 72 thinking out. If anybody saying that now, they probably tripping.
But think about this: all you need is 50 games to get in the playoffs.
Well, in the conference, that's most definitely only need 50 games to get the playoffs in the East.
Right, 50, at least 54 games you get in the playoffs. You know, so.
Easy.
Right.
Yes, yeah, so I think I give them 50, 55 games. I give them 55. I think they're good for 55. And just because we are based in Dallas, Texas, we are a show based in Dallas, Texas, what about the Mavs? Is anybody picking the Mavs to do anything?
I'm picking the Mavs to make the playoffs and go home. As long as Dirk Nowitzki starts at the power forward position, It's like Tony Romo starting at the quarterback position.
Right.
You're gonna put up great numbers, but when the pressure's on, I expect you to fold like Kenny Rogers on the Gambler.
I agree with that because the biggest fault the Mavericks always had, they don't know how to play defense. And they have that defense, they cannot win in the playoffs. I look for them
now
to go to the playoffs.
They did add some defense with Tyson Chandler. He's a huge shot blocker. We all know that.
But you need four other players to play defense.
Dallas is not, really bad on defense like that. The only person that's really bad on defense is Dirk. Dirk Brunt, he gets defensive rebounds, which, you know, I guess counts as defense. So, you know, I actually look for the Mavericks to go into the playoffs, probably third seed somewhere in there, but they don't lose out. They can't beat L.A. And if they was the runner, they couldn't do that. No, Kobe Bryant would
never
be in the lock.
Now, we do have another caller calling in, and Kyle, I will identify you by the last four digits of your number, 6881. And you are live on the RF Sports Radio Show. Caller, what's your question?
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm calling from Georgia.
Hey, how you doing, Stephanie?
I'm good. I'm curious. I don't want you to think I'm being rude, but I'm just wondering why you guys keep talking about sports when the country is going through an economic collapse and what's going on. It's really bad, and I think everything is collapsing, and I think everybody's focusing on unimportant things and just unimportant things like sports where our country is going down the tubes, and a lot of people don't know that because they're paying attention to Dancing with the Stars and sports.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to pose that question to you.
That's a good question. That's a valid question. I think we try to concentrate on sports because we all have a passion for it, and it all helps us get through the trials and tribulations of the day. But I understand where you're coming from. But we talk about sports and the aspect of just being enjoyable and entertainment.
Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, it is we're living in some dangerous times where God told us to watch all things, and we are not watching those kind of things because we're paying attention to Dancing with the Stars and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
this is a sports talk show, and that's what we do here. But thank you so much for calling.
So with that, I think the Mavs, I think they'll be a better team this year with Tyson Chandler. I don't know how much playing time Tyson Chandler's going to get. But I think they'll be a better team because he's got to be better than Dampier. I mean, Dampier can't catch a pass. He can't put it back a layup. He can't dunk. So he got to be better than Dampier. That's how I feel. I think they'd be a better team this year.
Now, I wanted to address something that Roy said earlier, you know what I'm saying, about the Mavericks not being able to play defense. I mean, at the end of the day, defense hasn't been our problem. Don Nelson had us built to run the floor, and we got slower and slower and slower. And he exposed the fact that Dirk cannot play the point. I mean, cannot play the post. Now here's the problem with the Mavericks that I've seen. Okay, instead of building the team around Nash, they chose to build it around Dirk. And, I mean, you can't blame him from doing that. But just because he's 7 feet tall doesn't mean he's supposed to play the four. I think he should play the three. Now, many will say, well, hey, there's no way he would be able to keep up. They would run him tired. Yes, but at the same time, on the other end of the court, you would have the same mismatch just like when he's shooting from the three-point line at the power forward position. Now, with him starting at the four, who's going to get the rebounds? And when it's time to feed the ball down low into the paint and get some basic off-the-backboard action or a good dunk, nobody on the team can do that. And because his price tag is so high, the only option is, you know what I'm saying, because you wouldn't dare dream of moving him from the fours to bring in the fives. And that's the problem with the Mavericks. I mean, we've had, you know, guys like Nick Van Exel coming off the bench giving us 30 points a game. I mean, you know, at the time when the Mavericks were really good, I don't think they're as good as they used to be, but when we were good, there was no way we were going to get past, you know, Sacramento with, you know, look at the squad they had and you know, Shaq and Kobe out there. So I just think the problem with Dallas is
the fact that Dirk starts at the four position. If you move him to a three and you cut his salary, we can win some championships.
I agree with that. I agree with that a lot. The reason why I say the defense, the Mavericks always get caught up in mismatches. If you notice, they always switch. It's always a mismatch, and they give up too many easy baskets. You know, and they can't defend the pick and roll. They can't defend it. I don't know why, but that's what I see.
And
they do too much switching, you know, and they always get mismatches.
I think Dirk deserves a lot of the credit, you know, that he gets. Because, I mean, anybody that say, you know, Dirk can't play, you know, don't really, you know what they talking about. You know, I know we all agree that Dirk can play basketball, but I agree they got him playing out of position. Dirk is one of those players that'll get you the numbers that you need, you know, as far as points is concerned. He'll get those numbers for you, but they need some meat down low, or at least, even if the person is a little smaller than Dirk, they need somebody that can just play down
but,
low.
But y'all don't think, so, y'all forgetting that they have been addressing that problem. I mean, they got Brandon Haywood.
It just ain't been working, and I go
it's
as far
the
as to say,
play.
Which I've
it's
talked to you about
play.
It before. I go as far as to say I don't think the Mavericks are going to be very successful as long as Dirk is their best player.
Right.
Dirk can be the best. He can be one of the better players on the team, but Dirk needs to be Robin. He can't be Batman.
Right. Yeah. It's the style they play. You know, it's like get a ball to Dirk at the top of the key, let him play one-on-one. I mean, you know, you understand what I'm saying? It's the style of the offense they run. That keeps it prevent them from winning. They can have a good team, but as long as they play their style of basketball, they won't be able to beat the better team. That's to me. That's my opinion.
Man,
I think
they're not going to be able to win because Kobe Bryant is in the West killing some.
Right. He owns the West. This is he makes
on Kobe.
Kind of, they'll be made it. They've already made it three times to the finals in a row. It's been their fourth time making it to the finals. They make it again this year. And then, too, like you said, playing out of position, you got some players coming on that are playing the four spot that are more athletic than Dirk, i.e.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant. That's a matchup
right.
that Dirk is going to lose every day.
Right.
You know,
right.
So you got some players that are playing the four that are a lot more athletic than Dirk. I don't think you can play him in a three, not when you got Sean Marion and Caron Butler. I don't think you can play him in a three. I think really what the Mavericks are missing, and I think what's hurting them, I hurt them last year, I blame everything that happened last year on the coaching. There's no way in the world you can have a guy like Roddy Bubois come off the bench and give you all them points,
put him on the bench.
Game in San Antonio, and then you sit him the next game. I think that was the biggest mistake of the season last year was the fact that Carlisle has a big stigma about playing young guys or rookies or whatever you have you, and he let Bubois sit on the bench and go cold when he was hot.
Go back to style of play.
I still believe that the Mavericks team of today is not as good as the one we had. I mean, even when we went to the finals, I mean, we beat up on pretty much an old San Antonio squad, man, a squad that had already won several championships. Their teams were in
the
rebuilding process. Players were still developing. I mean, but the problem with the Mavericks is Dirk plays the four. I mean, you know, hey, move him to the five or something and let him come out there and do it. What's the difference? We don't really have a good, true five to really play that position. Now, this is what I've seen. When you have a good scoring forward, you have to have a center that dominates the boards offensively and defensively. Look at Detroit. They beat an awesome L.A. team, you know, because they had Ben Wallace that didn't do no scoring, but defensively he was a nightmare to deal with. And if you go back to the Bulls, you had Luke Longley and Dennis Rodman. You know, and that combination hasn't happened at the Mavericks yet.
Lakers had Shaq.
When we,
you know.
Shaq was a scorer too, but they had other guys that could do the dirty work.
Right.
And they got a guy to do the dirty work now and run our test. So I understand exactly what you're saying.
Right. They don't have a good.
Yeah.
You need a Kirk. You know, I always said I'm old school. Every team needs a Kirk Rambis. Need a banger. You know what I mean? They need somebody who's gonna rebound and play defense.
Yeah, we're gonna see about that, man. But that's just a quick preview of a couple of NBA things. We're going to get to a lot more, especially next show when the NBA season does start next week. So we'll definitely get to a lot more about that. Now, we're going to get into our world-famous picks. And Tozy, stay on the line. You get a chance. You can pick with us this week because I think we all need the help. Y'all know Rick won the picks last week. If you guys want to call in to give your opinion on some of the picks, the call-in number is 323-927-2906 if you're listening to us live. You can always follow the show at blogtalkradio.com/RFSports. Follow us on Twitter at RFSportsRadio or email us at RFSportsRadio@gmail.com or catch us on the Blogspot if you want tickets to any NBA game, especially Heat games or the World Series. You can go to RFSportsRadio.blogspot.com and click on the Tickets Now button and purchase your tickets from there. So without further ado, our world-famous picks. Now, Rick, you get to go first, and once again, because you had a better record, man. But I guarantee you're not going to be going first next time.
Well, I mean, you know, right on. I feel it. I can understand you feel that way. Hey, Chosen, welcome to the picks. They need the help, man. You need to come on. I'm smacking them every week, so you need to get on them on here and help them out.
Russ, you hear that, Russ? You hear that cockiness over there?
Yeah, I heard it. It's just, you know, we got 12 more weeks left? Bring it on.
We got 12.
11 more weeks left.
11 more. Bring it on.
We got about 11 more weeks left. Then, of course, we got the playoffs. So we're going to see what happens. Now, our first game, we always start out with the early games, late games, and get into the night games. So our first game this week is going to be the Cincinnati Bengals going and facing the Falcons. Bengals coming off a bye week. Going to play the Falcons, who actually lost last week. So who you guys like in this game? Hey, Ricky, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still on.
Okay. Who you picking for the Bengals at the Falcons?
I'm taking the Falcons. Matt Ryan mad, man. They lost last week.
Now, you took the Falcons last week, too. They let you down.
That's all right. The Bengals been out there tripping. They should be playing a little. They've been tripping, and, you know, it's just something not going right over there. I'm taking the Falcons. And the Falcons at home, right?
Falcons at home in the Georgia Dome.
Yeah. I'm taking the Falcons.
And Royce, who are you picking in this game?
The way Carson Palmer's been playing, I'm taking the Falcons.
Mm.
I don't know what's wrong with Cincinnati. No way I'll take Cincinnati.
Like defense.
Yeah.
Chosen, who you picking this game? You got the Bengals or you got the Falcons?
Oh, I'm picking the Falcons, definitely. Definitely.
Mm.
No contest. All right.
Everybody going with the Falcons.
Execute.
I'm going to take the Falcons, too, because I know they need to win. I think they will win, especially at home. Cincinnati's one of those teams that's hard to kind of figure out. One week they play good. One week they get beat. But either way, they always win or lose in a close game. And so that's why I'm going to take the Falcons on this one because I just don't trust them anymore, even though T.O.'s on my fantasy team. But that's a whole nother issue. Then you got the Redskins. Redskins going into Chicago to play the Bears. Of course, Cutler's going to play this game, although he might get sacked 20 times. We never know. The Bears are coming off a loss last week against Seattle by 3 points. And the Washington Redskins are coming off a loss to Indianapolis by 3 points. So both of these guys lost close games last week. Who gets the win this week? And, Rick, you get to pick first.
I'm going with the Bears. As consistently, I'm a hater. And plus, D'Angelo Hall is down there arguing with his coach. There's something going on down there. I'm going with the Bears on this one.
Okay, I can see that. Russ, are you picking this game?
Well, this is my upset pick of the week.
Here we go.
Let me tell you something. I have faith in Shanahan. He has done something to the Redskins. He has given them I don't know what it is, but they have never had this kind of coach before. They always had a decent team. And he's got the guys playing. I'm going to say the Redskins win this.
I think I'm going to have to go ahead and pick the Bears on this one because I think defense wins the game. And McNabb has got one of the lowest quarterback ratings in the second half of the game so far this season. So I think they may come out doing good, but I don't see them doing anything against the Bears. I think the Bears will be all right, especially at home. I think Jay Cutler will throw a couple of touchdowns here as well, too. Chosen, who you picking?
Oh, I have to roll with Washington all day long. I mean, Washington has a high-powered offense in comparison to what Chicago has, and I don't think the Bears have enough defensive stopping power that's going to make up for that balance, for that lack of balance, should I say.
Good pick. Okay, so we got me and Rick going with the Bears, and Chosen, you and Royce, y'all going to hang with these Redskins. So this is going to be a differentiated game right here.
Another game,
I think it's going to be hard to pick, and be careful about who you pick in this game. But you got the St. Louis Rams going to Tampa Bay, Raymond James Stadium, to play the Buccaneers. And the Buccaneers are coming off a loss to New Orleans, 31-6 loss. They didn't even score a touchdown. And the St. Louis Rams are coming off a win against the San Diego Chargers. So this could be a trap game, so be careful how you pick this game. Now, Rick, I'm interested to see what you're going to do because you rolled with the Rams when they won, and I rolled with them when they lost. So who are you picking this game?
And I'm going to roll with the Rams again. I'm off the hype. Sam Bradford is down there doing his thing. That boy is a good quarterback, and he's going to be a good one in this league for years. I believe in Sam Bradford now. I don't think he's just changing the whole team like that, but I do think that he's going to change them. He's going to be good enough to go down there and beat the Buccaneers. In Raymond James.
Chosen, who you picking this game?
I got to roll with the Rams. I just think Tampa Bay is just making too many mistakes right now. I think that they're just a mental basket case, and I think St. Louis is ready to put another win on the board.
Royce, who you picking?
I got to agree. Rams on the way up, Tampa Bay on the way down. Got to go to
really?
The Rams.
Now, you were high on this Tampa Bay team for a while. You said this was your sleeper team.
They're on the way down. Did you hear what I said? They're on the way down. That Rams on the way
up. It don't take him long.
That's right.
Once he's out, he's out. He's out completely.
That's right. Show me the money.
For real. I'm gonna buck the system, for lack of a better term. I'm going with the Bucks in this game. I think the Bucks are winning at home.
Three against one.
I think the Bucks are winning at home. I'm going with the Bucks this game. Because if you notice, the NFL has been up and down either way it go. Any given Sunday, really, this year, so I'm going to take the Bucks. I need the points right now anyway. Now, you got the Buffalo Bills going into Baltimore, M&T Bank Stadium, to play the Ravens. Ravens coming off an overtime loss to the Patriots, the Bills. Actually, Buffalo, I believe, was off last week, so they didn't get a chance to even play. They had a bye week, so they've had 2 weeks to prepare against this Ravens team. Their offense has been clicking, although their defense is still nothing. Anybody picking the Buffalo Bills to beat the Baltimore Ravens?
No, man. No, sir.
Okay.
No, sir. I think that's unanimous, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to blow out there. It's my blowout game.
They don't make enough crack. They don't make enough crack, I'm telling you. I mean, Buffalo, their team is in total shambles.
Right.
Well, yeah, they haven't even won a game. So you got the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm sorry, I'm thinking baseball. Going up against the Tennessee Titans. The Tennessee Titans coming off a 33 win against Jacksonville. The Eagles are coming off a win as well, too. And a lot of people think the Tennessee Titans are for real. A lot of people think the Eagles are for real. So I think this is going to be a matchup. I think everybody's going to watch and see what team really shows up. So who you picking this game, Rick?
The defense is going to win this one. You know, I don't necessarily just hate on the Eagles, but I don't think the Eagles is going to be able to pull this one out. They're going to be missing their best weapon this week in DeSean Jackson, from what I understand.
He's out.
I think the Titans are going to be able to go in there and stop everything else that they got going. I'm going with the Titans.
And this game's going to be in Nashville, by the way.
It don't matter. It wouldn't even matter.
Now, the Eagles put up 31 points last week, and even without DeSean, Jeremy McCarron had a hell of a day last week.
That's his pick, Rodney. He's number one.
Okay. Okay. Who you picking, Ray?
Oh, me?
Who are you picking in this game?
I tell you what. I saw Vince Young drop like a rock. I don't think he plays Sunday. I might go with Philadelphia. Philadelphia can put in either quarterback and win.
Now, if Young did get hurt, we should have said that he did get hurt, but
right.
We've seen Kerry Collins take this team's 15-1. It's not much of a drop off. You got Kerry Collins.
Philadelphia can start two quarterbacks if they want to. I got to go with Philadelphia. They're playing too good right now.
Chosen, who you picking this game?
The choice for me is real simple. I have to roll with Tennessee. I think the Cowboys are better than the Eagles, and I think the Eagles are going to make a few more mistakes than Tennessee will make. I think Tennessee is really clicking on all cylinders, and they're trying to get their wins in early this season.
Man, it's a hard game for me to pick right here because the reason why I said it because Kevin Cobb did put up, had his offense putting up 31 points last week, and the defense did hold the Falcons down. And I don't think the Titans had one of the best front fours in the league, but I don't know how good they're going to be. And if Vince is going to be heard of Kerry Collins at the helm, I don't know how good they're going to be. But with that said, I'm going with the home team, going with the Titans as well, too. So, Royce, you all out there by yourself with the Migos.
All right. Yeah, I remember this Sunday.
By yourself with the Migos. You got the Jacksonville Jaguars. Another quarterback got hurt in that game. Gerard got hurt. He hasn't necessarily practiced, but they list him as probable for this game. They're going up against the Chiefs. And so, Rick, who you picking in this game? Be like the Chiefs at home, or are you going to take the Jaguars? With Trent Edwards?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and roll with the Chiefs on this one. I don't think the Jags are that good, nor do I really think the Chiefs are really all that, but I think the Chiefs are going to be doing what they need to do a lot better than what the Jaguars will on Sunday.
Yeah. And the Chiefs are actually coming off a loss to Houston, although it was 35-31. They did put up some points against Houston, which ain't that hard to do. But they did kind of slow, they hang with them as far as scoring-wise goes. I'm picking the Chiefs this game, too. I've been picking the Chiefs all year, and I'm picking them this year, too, as well. Royce, so you picking you like the Chiefs or you like the Jaguars?
Arrowhead Stadium is the loudest stadium in the league. It's hard to beat the Chiefs at home. I go with the Chiefs.
Chosen, who you picking? Chosen, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. You picking the Chiefs
okay.
Or you picking the Jaguars?
I'm going out on a limb on this one. I'm going out with Jacksonville.
Whoa.
I think for some reason Jacksonville will pull it together. I think they're going to pull it together. I'm not sold on Kansas City. I put my faith in them, and they've let me down too many times this season. I'm rolling with Jacksonville.
Man, you out there on the limb by yourself, a real, real shaky limb.
On the limb.
You on the shaky limb on that one.
Okay. And Arrowhead Stadium, oh, my goodness. They won't be able to get a playoff.
And David Gerard, is David Gerard playing?
Nah,
he's listed as probable right now. So we'll see.
We'll see.
Now you got the Pittsburgh Steelers are going on the road. Ben Roethlisberger is back, and they did win last week with him, going up against the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are coming off a win last week, too, a game that I did pick, one of the few that I did get right that beat Green Bay in overtime last week. So they're riding high. Did anybody see who you picking this game, Rick? You like the Steelers or you like the Dolphins at home?
Something tells me that James Harrison is going to try to change his game a little bit. But he's still going to be extra aggressive. He's still going to be out there popping people. You know, and he's going to have them boys scared of him. I'm going with the Steelers on this one. I think James is going to be too mad.
I like that pick. I'm going with the Steelers on that as well, too. Chose, who are you picking this game?
For me, it's real simple, the Steelers. Miami hadn't showed anything this year. Case closed.
Royce, who you picking?
I'm going with Rick. I'm going with Rick. I'm going with the Steelers.
Right on, right on. Tell him, come on, Roy.
All right. So next we got the Cleveland Browns going into New Orleans to play the Saints. This is going to be in the Superdome. The Cleveland Browns are coming off a loss last week against the Steelers. Cole McCoy is going to start this game as well, too. New Orleans is coming off a big win against Tampa Bay, putting up 31 points. Anybody picking the Browns? Is anybody picking the Browns?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. Everybody
talking about
the
Saints. That's right.
I was going to say that the Baltimore game is going to be the blowout game of the week, but it just might be that one. It might be the same.
It might be the same.
Yeah, that might be the blowout game.
41 points.
We're going to see about that. And then we got the Arizona Cardinals going into Seattle. It's going to be a divisional game playing the Seahawks. Now, this is an interesting game to call right here because it could go either way. Seattle's got that college atmosphere going on in the locker room, but they're still up and down. Who knows what Arizona's going to do? As long as they can get the ball to Fitzgerald, maybe they have a chance. And Seattle is coming off a win against the Bears.
Yeah, they surprised me last week.
Yeah, they did. They surprised me, too, last week, too. So, and Arizona's actually coming off of a bye week, so they've had 2 weeks to prepare for this game. Who you picking this game, Rick?
I'm going with the Seahawks. You know, I like the idea of having that college atmosphere up there in Arizona. Something's wrong. They got Larry Fitzgerald, who's one of the best receivers in the league, and they got two real good defensive players in Adrian Wilson and Cro-Martin. But, you know, there's just something going on down there. You know, I'm gonna have to go with the Seahawks.
Okay, tell them who you're picking this game.
I'm rolling with Arizona. I have no problem saying it. I think this is the game of the season that Fitzgerald puts up a lot of his stats. I just don't see Seattle's defense being able to stop him. And, I mean, I have absolutely no confidence in Seattle at all.
Mm.
Wow.
Seattle did beat the Bears,
y'all's Bears. So I'm going to have to go with Seattle because that was a pretty impressive game beating the Bears last week. I think they can stay on the road. And plus, you don't know a whole lot about Seattle, but they managed to win. Some kind of way. Be careful.
I'm going to take Seattle at home this game, too. I like the way they play at home. If they're gonna win anywhere, it's gonna be at home. So I'm gonna take Seattle this game. So you got there on the limb by yourself there, brother, with them Cardinals.
I'll stay. I have no problems. We'll see when the picking is when the games are played.
Sunday.
Now before we get to this next pick, let me take a couple of calls. We got some callers calling in real quick. And Carl, I'll identify you by the last 4 digits of your number. 8319. I think I know who this is too. It's going to be somebody that's been on the show for a while, real quick. 8319, you're live on the RF Sports Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? It's H-Town Joe.
Hey, Joe, where you been?
I don't know. I've been kind of in my A for a while. Had to, you know, make up and call in, especially since I was listening to the picks, and start talking about Kansas City Chiefs, how it's not hard to put up points up against the Texans. I had to call in on that note right there.
Okay. Now your Texans have a bye week this week, man. They got a chance to kind of get themselves together. They had a close game last week, man.
I want to make my pick too. You know, this will be the only week I say that the Texans are not going to win. So.
Oh, okay.
Good pick. I need you last week for backup, but. I was out there on my own.
Now, you still a Texans? I mean, for what you've seen, are you still? I know you're still a Texans fan, but you still believe this team could be playing in Dallas and Super Bowl?
Man, this is the thing. It's going to be the next couple of weeks. You know, after the bye week, we're going to be really defining the season because we go back and we play the Colts right after that bye week. We got Colts and Indy.
Wow.
So I'm thinking if they take that momentum, you know, they took from that Kansas City win to Indy, and also remember that these are the same Colts that we beat, you know, that they're not like, it's not impossible to beat them. They think that way, you know, and have that mentality. I think they can really go in there and steal that win.
Now, that's a Monday night game, by the way, too. Now, if you guys can beat the Colts at home, you've already beat them once. Now, you could take really control of that division. But now that you guys have the Colts, after that you got San Diego. After that you guys got Jacksonville. So you got a whole block of just straight divisional games right then and there.
Yeah,
I have a chance to take this whole division by storm.
Yeah, we really do, man. And I really think, you know, it's just all because the players are there. I think the players are there. It's just the mindset. They got to get out of that. Don't settle in for, you know, 500. You know, they got to get out of that mindset and, you know, find that one person to rally around. Because really, you know, if you look at the team, I'm yet to see that one person that really rallies everybody, you know, may have that battle cry, like, okay, everybody, let's get behind this person, we can do it. So I think if we had that one player that everybody could rally around, it'd be a great thing. But as of yet, man, I think we have a good chance, man, to make it to the playoffs. You know, I love my team, so I'm going to say, like, we're going to go all the way regardless. But, you know, I'm just saying right now, we got a real good chance to get to the playoffs. We'll see what happens.
Well, one thing y'all got to do is y'all got to fix y'all defense, man. Y'all defense is last. I got to do something about y'all defense, man. Where's the defense?
Johnson's been hurt. He's been playing on a bad ankle. You give him a chance to get healthy. So I think they got a good shot. Yeah, you know.
But he can't play defense, too. He can't play offense and defense. What y'all going to do about this defense, man?
Man,
D'Amico being out kind of hurts them, too.
Yeah, that's true, man. And Super Mario, we need to get that mushroom, you know what I'm saying, and get a little bit bigger because I don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah, y'all got to figure something out on that, man. So you picking the Texans actually not winning this week?
Yeah, this is the first time you can put that on the records. I say that the Texans will not win during this week. So that's the one and only time you have to say that.
I agree with that.
So could that be because, you know, maybe the Texans are not really scheduled to play anybody?
No, I don't have that one. Exactly. Nothing to do with it, man. No.
they ain't going to win. They ain't going to lose neither.
That's possible, too.
I look forward to you calling in next week, man, talk a little of this Colts and Texas game. It's going to be a big game Monday night, man.
Yeah, it's going to be one of our, possibly, I think, one of our biggest games ever, man. Like I said, it's really going to be an indicator of the season and, you know, where we're going, if we're going to settle for the 500 or, you know, or keep it moving like we've been doing, you know, and keep improving as we're going along. So we'll see.
Now, before you go, man, I just want to know one thing. The Cowboys going to beat the Giants on Monday.
Wow. That's like asking, is the wind going to blow? Is the sky blue? You know, it's no, but seriously, though, I doubt if the Cowboys win. No, I really doubt that very seriously.
Well, I had to get your opinion, man, because I know your opinion is biased, so I had to get your opinion.
It's just biased for protection, man. It's just not biased for everybody else.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, thank you for coming in, man. I look forward to hearing from you next week, bro.
I'll definitely call in, man. Y'all have a good one.
All right, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's live from H-Town on that one, man.
Much love to them, but, I hope that they're not banking on that Colts-Houston game to define the season because they're going to be looking at 8-8 again.
We gonna see about that one. Now, before we pick this next pick,
I personally, I don't see him beating Jacksonville.
You like the Jacksonville team, don't you?
You don't see who beats Jacksonville. Houston.
I don't see Houston beating Jacksonville, and the reason why I say it is because Jacksonville is one of those teams, and they always have been since they were brought into the league, that possess the ability to fight in the trenches. It's just something about the atmosphere. Yeah. And with a team like Houston, if you beat them on the line, oh, it's over. It's just absolutely gone, and that's why the Colts will crush them.
It's going to be extra tough for Houston just because I think the AFC is just, you know, they a lot closer together. They just a little stacked, you know. There's too many teams for Houston to have to beat to try to get out of there. Good luck to them.
Dallas or Houston?
We're talking about Houston, man.
I sound like Dallas.
We're going to talk a little Cowboys, too, tonight, too. But before we pick this next pick real quick, y'all, I got to bring on one person I know is going to defend his case on this pick because we're getting ready to pick the Patriots and the Chargers game. This game is going to be in San Diego. So I got to bring on the number one Patriot fan of the show. I know he's on the line right now. And Chris, who you picking this game? You picking the Chargers?
Come on, man. Come on, man. Seriously, man. Don't insult my intelligence, man. Patriots all the way, baby. Belichick, coach of the decade, man.
Now, me and you had talked, though, off the air, we talked about how you felt about Randy Moss not being a Patriot no more. You thought the offense was going to actually be better now that Randy Moss ain't there. Now, if you saw him play one game already, they beat an overtime game against the Ravens. Deion Branch did catch the touchdown. Do you think this offense is better now that Randy Moss ain't there?
You tell me.
I'm asking you.
I told you prior to. So you tell me based on what you saw based on Sunday. You tell me, was I correct in my synopsis or was I off?
Nah, I mean, it's still proven. It still needs to be proven to me. Randy Moss is still going to give you a better offense than not having him. Deion Branch is not Randy Moss. We talked about that.
Without a doubt.
Now, Deion Branch is not real.
Hey, man, now Deion Branch is a two-time Super Bowl winner and a Super Bowl MVP. Now, that's not to be taken away from him. Now, he ain't no punk.
No, he ain't no punk. Deion Branch knows that system. Deion Branch, that's pretty much all it is. If he was good like that, give him credit for knowing the system and having Tom Brady to run it and Bill Belichick to cheat at halftime. Get that to them.
But Rick, you got to ask what kind of coach is Belichick. What kind of coach is Belichick? He's a system coach. He ain't a coach like Wade Phillips, man. You know, where you get people who you think are just stars and you think it's just going to work. You know what I mean? You can't get a team together like they did the Lakers with all these stars and expect to win all the time. It just don't happen like that in football. Maybe basketball where they got five people on the court, maybe that's so, but they ain't the case of football, man. It's strategy, man. It's chess, not checkers, man. You know what I mean? The Cowboys playing checkers, man. look how we masterminded the league right now. We basically stealing good standards with our division.
When it comes to comparing the coaches, I give you that. Belichick is a better coach than Wade Phillips. You know, he knows how to put that together. Huh?
But you look at the situation, they can't keep a virus like Randy Moss in the locker room if he's not happy. You can't keep a million dollar payroll in the locker room if he ain't happy, especially a person media savvy as Randy Moss.
Hey, give him credit for doing that and being able to have the guts to pull that off. Give him credit for doing that. But the point is, you are not going to be a better offense without Randy Moss as opposed to having it. I don't believe in that one. That's period right there.
I disagree because you in an organization that runs off a system that Belichick designed. It is a system. It is a proven time and time again system that basically works. So as long as he has his elements to make it work, it works.
But it was still easy.
Randy Moss to get Deion Branch back is not a lose.
That's not a problem. New England would welcome that because Deion Branch, again, knows the system. Give him credit for that. But it was real easy for Randy Moss to slide into the system and add 25 more touchdowns to the season. It's real easy for him to do that. You know, Randy Moss is hands down better than Deion Branch. And the offense, it's no way. You're going to always be better having him than without having him. I'm not talking about the locker room. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the offense on the field. You're going to be better with Randy Moss, period.
You'd be better with a happy Randy Moss, but a disgruntled Randy Moss ain't no good, man. He ain't no good.
Agree.
Well, I'll say this.
Let me say this. New England pick players that fit their system. It doesn't matter where it's Deion Branch or Randy Moss. As long as the player fit their system, they're going to win. I mean, I think they're a better team without Randy Moss. Randy Moss not dive. He will not go. I've seen him quit a lot of times.
No effort to catch the ball. No effort.
Right, no effort. And he's like T.O. He's hot, he's hot, he's cold.
Ball ain't in his hands, he ain't giving no effort.
But
with that said, with Randy Moss on that field, when he lines up in that wide out position and he runs a go route or runs a stop route or a post route, he's commanding two defenders on this side of the ball, period. The safety is going to always cheat to Randy Moss. I don't care what team he's on or what system he's in, he's going to command two players on the field, period.
I tell you what, just continue to watch our next few games, buddy, and there'll be two receivers trying to defend Deion Branch as well, which happened in the Super Bowl, and he still won. He still got MVP. Right. So, I mean,
ain't nobody finna go double team Deion Branch. Don't nobody care about
come
that.
Come on, man.
He will never do that again.
Oh, man, come on, man. You talking crazy, man.
He's never going to hit that 50 again unless he get a player like Randy Moss. He will never do that again. Deion Branch ain't going to be that. That's not anti-patriot. Tom Brady is one of the best to play.
Belichick is one of the best coach. Belichick is one of the best coach. He makes household names out of no names,
man.
You take your fragment and make you a star. Nobody want to give nobody no credit due for them being a good team, man. We still want to beat everybody. We still beat everybody the year after everybody said we cheated. And can't nobody give no credit yet. Everybody got their chip on the shoulder, man. When y'all going to let it go, man? Y'all like girls on my first love, man.
I love you, bro, but he's a cheater, man. I'm telling you.
That's in your eyes, man. That's something you got to sleep with, not me.
Let's go next pick.
I don't think Bill Belichick is more of a cheater than any other coach in the NFL. And I mean, when you get caught for cheating early in the season, and people expect you to cheat, and you still finish the season 16-0, and you almost win that Super Bowl, I think that's admirable. And what they chose to do to show people that they didn't have to cheat to win is run the score up on people and break records. And that's why I've never been on the Colts bandwagon is because of the Patriots. You take a team that started off 0-5, and it wasn't Tom Brady's fault that they started off 0-5. You had Drew Bledsoe in there, you know, trying to go, you know, 40 passes for, you know, 40 completions out of 80 attempts. You know, and then he goes down, and in comes Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying, I think arguably one of the best quarterbacks ever to play the game, and all of a sudden now you have a franchise that didn't exist. Sort of wish I wish what was going on with the Cowboys right now.
Yeah. Well, we like
right on. And then you look at strategy-wise how we set up for next year, we're still looking good for the draft. So regardless of how this season goes, we're going to be in prime and better position more than ever come next year without Randy Moss. Either way,
and
we're playing chestnut checkers all across the board. That's good coaching from the offseason all the way to the on-season.
Let me ask you,
but they
don't
win another Super Bowl, though, Chris.
Huh?
Go next.
They do not win another Super Bowl.
Oh, man, I doubt that, man. You sit back and watch the show. I tell you what, I'll buy your Patriots jersey for you to wear after we win the bowl. You feel me? You can wear it with pride. You know what I'm saying? I got you. You know what I'm saying?
Let me ask you this. Before we move on and pick the rest of these games, Chris. I know you're picking the Patriots, but do you really think the Patriots have a chance to beat the Jets? I mean, you got your arch rival right there in your division. The Jets are in your division.
Well, it's based on basically, it boiled down to defense, man. Defense win games and win championships, man. So defense hold it down, man. Butler, you know, quit acting like a girl out there, you know what I mean, get his head on straight and listen to Belichick, man, they'll be all right, man. Because Belichick going to basically design everything they need to do to win. There's no doubt in my mind he's going to prepare everybody in that locker room the best of his ability, which is a good ability that he possesses, unarguably. You know what I mean? He's going to have them boys ready to play, man. And come hell or high water, whatever happens Sunday, first quarter, second quarter, going into halftime, he's going to be able to make those changes and play chess and get a checkmate. So, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that he can make it work, man, with the chess, man. No matter who on the other side of that ball, man, he's going to basically make it work. That's good coach.
Coach
come in. If your strategy you prepared for all week is not working on the field, it's time to rearrange and change. People like the Cowboys can't do that. People like Wade Phillips, Jason Garrett, they can't do it. They can't pull it off. It's proven. You see it week after week, and their record shows.
Well, I will say Belichick doesn't play the game. Belichick doesn't play the game, so it's on the players. And let's go to the next pick.
All right, well, the next pick. First of all, let me get everybody else's pick now. Now, Rich, you heard the number one Patriot fan over here. So you're going to ride with him? You picking the Patriots to beat the Chargers, or you going to pick the Chargers?
Yeah, I'm picking the Patriots.
Come on, man.
I'm just being real. I think the Patriots are going to be able to beat the Chargers. That's all that is. You know, I'm not sold on the Patriots like that. Yeah, Tom Brady, right, one of the best to play the game, and Bill Belichick, one of the best to coach the game. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm picking them to beat the Chargers. That's about it. They ain't going to do nothing in the AFC. They ain't going to be able to get past the Jets.
Don't pick us. We don't want your pick. You know what I'm saying? We don't want your pick, man. You can't sit there and down my team after letting the cancerous cell go, you know what I'm saying, to pick us, man. We don't want your pick, man.
My pick is the Patriots because San Diego couldn't beat a college team right now. That's my pick.
Tell them who you picking, man.
Hey.
I got to roll with the Patriots.
I think I'm going to have to – it pains me to say it.
I ain't going to say that name.
I'm just going to pick the other team, not the Chargers. I'm going to pick the other team.
What's that?
I shall be saved. Come to the light, Caroline. Come to the light.
Okay, next pick.
Then you got the Oakland Raiders going into Denver to play the Denver Broncos. Denver coming off another loss. Kyle Orton putting up these big numbers, but yet they can't win. Oakland's actually coming off a loss as well, too. They lost 17-9 to the only team that didn't have a win, the 49ers. They didn't even score a touchdown that game. Who you like this game, Rick? You get to pick first, of course.
I think Denver's a better team than the Raiders, but both of those teams are extremely sorry, in my opinion. This is probably the coin flip game of the week. So I'm still going to go with Denver on this one because they playing at home.
Joseph, who you picking, man?
Oh, Denver. Definitely all day long. Oakland just didn't have anything at all this season.
Royce, you going Denver too?
Yeah, but if you call Denver, sorry, you got to call Dallas, sorry. So I'm going to go with the Broncos.
Okay, everybody getting their feelings hurt today. Chris, I'm going to let you pick this game, too. Who you picking?
Hey, man, Denver, man. I mean, Oakland's trash, man. They ain't doing nothing. They kidding themselves, man. They still got a lot of growing up to do, man. They like a dog that's maybe like 1 year old. Like, he really ain't got the game down. He kind of know what to do, but he ain't got it down yet.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Denver, too. Now, Sunday night game is a big game for several reasons because both teams need a win right now. There's a divisional matchup. You got the Minnesota Vikings coming off a win against the Cowboys to save their team going up against the Green Bay Packers. This gives Moss a chance to go back to Green Bay. As y'all know, he had the incident where he mooned the fans over there, or potentially tried to moon the fans in Green Bay. You got Favre going back to Green Bay amid all these allegations and everything. So I mean, how you picking this game, Rick? You like the Vikings or you like Green Bay Packers at home?
Yeah, and as much as I hate to say this one, I'm going with the Vikings on this one. I think they're going to beat the Packers. I've never been a Packers fan, don't get me wrong, but, you know, I ain't really liking the Vikings right now, but I still think the Vikings are going to go in there and beat them.
Yeah, I'm taking the Vikings on this game, too, simply because Aaron Rodgers has never been able to beat Favre, and I don't think he'll be able to beat Favre this game, too. He's giving up too many sacks, and I just think the Vikings are on a poise to kind of make a run. And they need a division to win right now anyway. Royce, who you picking this game?
I think Brett Favre exposes everything. I think I got to go with Minnesota. I think he showed it all. He bears it all. I'm going to go with Minnesota.
Well, he's done that before, as we all know.
Right.
He'll be
on the Jumbotron. It won't be on the text message. He's going to show it all out. Yeah,
we'll see. Now, Chosen, who you picking this game, man?
Oh, Minnesota, clearly. Green Bay just is not ready. They don't match up well all day long, Minnesota.
All right. Chris, who you picking, man?
Man, it's going to be a close, sorry game. I mean, it's probably one of them ones I probably wish they didn't air after it's on for like a whole half.
Come on, man.
You know what I mean?
Man. Come on, man.
It won't be that good of a game. Personally, I think it'll be close. You know what I mean? Kind of one of those ones decided by a field goal in the end. I mean, Favre is a good QB, man, but, I mean, come on, man, dragging these games out to the end, he almost like Romo now. Like, you got to watch the whole game, even see if they close somebody out. You know what I mean?
So
like, I say it'd be a close game, but I see, I don't know. I want to say Minnesota, man, but then again, they, you know, they mess around and get upset just like they did last week, man.
You got to pick a winner,
you know.
Pick a choice.
I don't say Minnesota, man. I just think it'll be a close game, man.
Okay. Well, we come to the big one here, the Monday
in
night
the
game.
One.
This
yeah,
is the big game. This is the game the Cowboys have to win. Their season is already potentially over, but it's definitely gonna be over if they lose this game. They'll be 1-5. They have won a divisional game. They're going up against the Giants live in Cowboys Stadium. The Giants playing like they're playing right now. The front four is awesome. They're doing their thing. They're getting sacks. Eli's throwing touchdowns. Giants are coming off a 28-20 win against the Detroit Lions. That's not really saying too much, although the defense is pretty playing pretty good. They've had some big wins. They got more wins than the Cowboys right now. So now we got to really break this game down. Now I don't want to get too much into basketball because I've been bashing them already. You know what I mean? So I'm going to reserve my pick for last. But, Rick, you got to pick this game first, man.
Absolutely no doubt about it. The Cowboys is going to win this game. Roy Williams going to score. Whedon going to score. And Miles Austin is going to score. It's going to be a good one out there for the boys. The defense is going to be good. We might even get a turnover out of this one instead of making a punt all the time. They're going to be ready for this game. You watch and see.
Is Tony going to score?
he gonna throw three touchdowns.
Okay.
Well, he will throw three touchdowns.
So, let me finish the picks first.
One to Roy Williams and one to Miles Austin.
Who you picking, Chosen?
You'll be watching the whole game, too.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with the Cowboys. I think this is the best matchup that they've had all season. And I think that we are a better and a more talented team. I think that this is where you see the Cowboys show and display to the world that when it's time to win, we win. And we'll beat the Giants, and we won't lose any more divisional games this year.
Mm. Royce, who you picking, man?
Are y'all kidding me? If you think Romo was under pressure before, you wait till this Giant line get a hold of his butt, and you talking about throwing interceptions. When the Giants line get to beating up y'all offensive line, it's going to be ugly. I think the Giants know they can beat Dallas, and I think they go in and beat Dallas. I got to go with New York. And we might have an emergency show after Monday night when y'all had to call it, apologize. Chris?
Chris, who you picking, man?
Hey, man, I mean, come on, man. Wade Phillips coaching. Jason Garrett, offensive coordinator, man. Dave Campbell still on the payroll. You got George Bush in the helmet back there quarterbacking, man. George W. Oh, man, Giants, man, all day long, man. 1-5, man. 1-5 after next
team.
Week, man. Your season's a wrap, man.
Right. They better than the Giants are a better team than Dallas. The record shows it.
Be what you say a while ago, Chris. Spoken like a true Cowboy hater.
Mm. Hey, right, man. But you know what? It's what you got in there, man. Your system ain't working, man. You can't keep old coaches on the payroll if it ain't working, man.
33-21.
I love Jerry to death, man. I do. I love Jerry. I'm dying to get Jerry to sign a football for me, and I'm going to put it in a case. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let me
ask
you.
33-21. You can't keep old elements that don't work in there, man. You got an offensive coordinator who ain't even proven.
Okay,
he wasn't proven on the field. He ain't been proven off the field.
Let me ask you this, both Chris and Royce. Let me ask both of y'all this real quick. I'm going to ask y'all both a question. Okay, now you can't change the quarterback, you can't change the coach, you can't change the offensive coordinator. Now, what do the Cowboys need to do based on what you saw them do this season so far? What do they have to do to win this game?
Get a quarterback.
I don't know. I just see a lot of elements that are wrong, personally. I mean, you have, like, where they come off the field and they had a terrible series, You know, there's no coaches grabbing, no helmets, chewing nobody out. He's just sitting over there with this look of just, I don't know what kind of look it is across his face. You know what I mean? And the quarterback does the same thing. I mean, there's just no
leadership.
Funk there whatsoever, man. There's nothing there. Everybody's looking for it there. They got all the people on the payroll to get it. They like the Yankees of the NFL, but there's nothing there.
Nah. Look, man, it's a simple formula. Stop the penalties. Stop the turnovers. We don't even have to go get no turnovers to beat the Giants. Our defense is good enough to sit there and make them punt all the time. But it's the same thing, right? It's the same story for us every week. All they gotta do is stop that and we win the games, man. We win every week. They can't stop it.
They always try to find the bills and stop penalties. Yeah, okay. I bet you if you go back and you run footage all the way from the first game up until now, they saying the same thing over and over.
We need to stop penalties. We need to find it in ourselves and dig deep and look inside and go pray hard at the altar and everything else.
Sacrifice, they doing all that. Hold on one second. Now, that tells you going to make a point real quick. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say this. This is why the Cowboys beat the Giants, because I don't think the Giants are going to be able to stop our run. And the run will set up a pass, and we'll win this game in the trenches. For some reason, when we play New York, we always dig deep. I mean, I'm not talking about playing Washington where we come out and beat ourselves or the Eagles. But when we play the Giants, we know we got to play physical. And that's what the coaches are talking in the locker room. And as long as we go out and we play physical and we run that ball down their throat, you're going to see a different Cowboy team. And you guys are going to come back later and say, well, can they keep it up? You bet your ass they can.
But they got three running backs. They can't even work three running backs. They can't even work three good running backs. Whereas the league, every team is looking for one good damn running back. You got three. Your only offensive weapon is Miles Austin right now. That's it. That's pretty much it.
That's actually a problem within the offensive scheme, you know, because in a sense, the way I look at it is if you got to display that I have three running backs, then in a sense, you really ain't got one. Go ahead and put that one out there, whether it's Marion Barber or Felix Jones. Go ahead and put him out there and let him go out there and get some of that meat. Now, the way I think they should do it is let Felix run the ball, let him run it all up and down. But against these Giants, it's going to have to be Marion Barber, whether he's pulling it in at the end of the game or whether he's just digging in on third and one, third and two, whatever it is. Marion Barber's going to be the one to make that difference off in them trenches.
Rick, as long as he ain't running with his face looking at the ground, looking at his feet, he'd be all right.
Rick, you've been saying go get that meat every week. Y'all are hungry. Y'all gonna go hungry. I ain't seen you go get the meat yet. Every week it's the same excuse. Next week we just need to play as a team. I see flashes. We need to do this. When are you gonna get it together? I mean, Jesus, how many times you get?
Every time I go by, when is it gonna turn around?
We've been saying the same thing. At some point, it's got to change, man. Y'all know that. Just like a law of average, man, it's got to change. The Cowboys is going to go in there and they're going to turn it around. And I agree with my man. Watch, y'all going to be saying, can they keep it up? Well, the Romo finally did something. Or this and the other happened. Watch and see. What you think last year, the same thing week after week.
The same problem that you're having that you need to fix, that you focus on week after week, is not working.
You think last year when Detroit went 1-15, they didn't say next game, we got to win. It can't happen, buddy. That's no good. It can't happen.
Okay, let me weigh in real quick. First of all, talking about the Cowboys going 1-15 is ludicrous. We can all just say that's ludicrous. In our football minds,
as Ludacris has said, they're going to go 1-15. They're going to win.
I don't think it is. Because he already 1-4.
Let me finish my point. We are going to win this game, and I'm going to tell you why, because this is what the Cowboys do. They do this every season. Ain't nothing different. They just do it early in the season than they are in the later in the season. They always come to a game that's a must-win game that they have to win to save their season, whether it's beating the Eagles in the last game of the season, beating them again in the playoffs, or whatever the case may be. This is what they do. This is how they play the game. This is how
the
they play the game.
We
can't change the coach. We can't change the owner. We can't change the quarterback. We can't change the offensive coordinator. I don't think we can just change the way we play on the field.
But 10 years, that's the same thing that consistently holds us back. Okay. 10 years,
you had
more. You're not changing them. That's your problem. Nothing changed.
You had more.
Week after week, the same thing you coached them all week and you had them in meetings for, riding up there through the office, week after week and on the field for.
It's been 10 years.
You get out there and you do the same mistakes. There's no coaches grabbing no helmets and pulling nobody aside. There's no coach drilling nobody, man. It ain't going to change.
And it's been 10 years.
He's
not going to do that. He's not going to do that.
When the last time Dallas went to the Super Bowl? Had a winning season. Win.
Okay, well, that
it's
means.
Been
10
years. Some of these same coaches you had when you had no winning season, you still got on a payroll, man.
Right.
When is you going to get it together?
Okay, well, let me say this. When the Colts were constantly getting pounded on by the Patriots, everybody kept picking them.
We can't compare Peyton Manning and a guy to nobody on the Cowboys.
How many seasons did it take Peyton? And I'm sorry, that year the Giants won the Super Bowl, either that was a fixed season or it proves that any given Sunday, all you got to do is get your mind right.
That's it. That's it.
The Patriots, New York beat some good teams to win the Super Bowl. Don't think they was handed to them. But I understand Dallas has been shoving this stuff down our throat for 10 years about what great team and players they got. And at the end of the day, they have nothing to show for it. Nothing.
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 You're not playing for a winning season. You're playing for a championship. That's the ultimate championship. But every year, it's been the same thing. What is the end result? Y'all sitting at home watching the Super Bowl, somebody else play.
Right.
I'm picking the Cowboys, and I'm telling y'all, I hope one thing. I hope both of y'all, now, Royce, I know you're feeling good because you got some help on your side today, okay? But I want both of y'all to be bright and early. As my parents used to say, I want you to be up bright and early, 9:30 Tuesday night, to come on this show and talk about this win. That's all I want.
If they lose, I'll be bright and early at 9:30 talking about a loss.
So I want you guys to be up bright and early, 9:30 on Tuesday, talking about a win, period.
We can talk about our win on Sunday because we ain't going to be talking about your win on Monday night. It ain't going to happen. It ain't one that. But that one win Sunday is just two wins total. So, what's the big deal?
Right.
The only way y'all going to the playoffs, man, the only way you have any chance at a Super Bowl right now is like a wild card, man, which is like a hope and a prayer from right now, man.
We'll take the wild card. I mean, it ain't looking
good.
You got to win, Rick. You have to win. But you're talking about the only chance we might have, it would be a wild card. Y'all looking at the
same. It is your only chance.
Y'all can win 11 games again like y'all did, win 11 games and miss the playoffs. It could easily happen in the AFC. Don't act like the AFC ain't wide open like the NFC.
We talking about Dallas, man. We ain't talking about nobody else.
Come on, man. Stick to one subject. We talking about
that's
Dallas,
right,
man.
About
who,
Dallas.
Okay,
who
but
about
what I'm
now?
Saying
Dallas,
is, what I'm
Dallas
saying is between
doing this thing, and on Tuesday, y'all gonna come on the show and y'all gonna have some excuse on why Dallas won.
What?
Listen,
why Dallas won? It'll be because New York messed themselves up.
Even if y'all win,
you're
giving them to me now.
Even if y'all win,
you're still at the bottom of the list. You still at
the
bottom.
It ain't gonna be Wade Phillips and George W. Bush to win the game for y'all, man. It ain't gonna be.
At the bottom.
What y'all have to understand is even at 1-4. We only three games away from being first in the NFC. There's only three games separation between us and a team like the Saints or a team like whoever that's 4-2 right now. The NFC is
right.
Wide open, man.
Come
later on in the season, you ain't beat everybody in the division. Beat you. You got to win this game.
No.
Otherwise, everybody in the division done beat you. The only chance you got is wild card.
No.
That's it.
No, it ain't true.
Your only chance of going anywhere farther in the postseason is wild card. Because other than that, it's a wrap.
We can still win our division, Chris. You still
but
last
but
if you win something.
You done already
if
lost
you
the four people in
last.
Your division.
No, we haven't, man.
You played
no,
and
we haven't.
Everybody, okay, you played 5 games so far, right? How many of them games were divisional games?
One.
What? 4?
One.
You done lost 4.
One game
but
is they
only the only game
man.
You
made one
the only
game
you done
division.
Won
the
was a non-divisional
game.
The Redskins game was the only divisional game, and it's our second divisional game.
Right.
Period.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I'm
even if
y'all
win, We're going to sweep the rest of the division.
Washington got their split, which is always a chance for Washington to get their split every year. We're going to sweep
the division. Show me the money.
Tell me when y'all actually do it. Y'all been fixing to do some stuff a lot of times, man.
Yeah.
Y'all always fixing to do something. Call me when y'all
real.
Actually do it.
That's real.
Well,
Chris,
I want to see Chris, I guarantee you, we will call you personally on Tuesday. Monday win, I guarantee you we'll call you. I'll come to you, buddy. I'm going to make a live appearance on your show. You understand me? Whatever you broadcasting that, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? I'll be there.
with my
George W. Bush and the helmet on. You know what I mean? The last thing we got to do before we close out the show is, of course, we got to give a tiebreaker, which will be the score for the Cowboy game. Rick, I heard you say 33-21, right?
33-21.
Okay, I'm gonna give it 24-17, which will be pretty much everything what I picked. 24-17 in the Cowboys' victory. Chosen, I give you what you gonna pick for the score for the Cowboy game? Are you there, Chosen? You there? Okay,
yeah,
well, Royce, what you picking for the score for the Cowboy game?
24-21, New York.
24-21,
New York.
Oh, okay. I feel
safe.
What the hell?
It could be
44. It very well could be. I tell you what, Russ. After the first quarter, we don't know if it'll be 44. All right. Well, all right. Let me squeeze one last call in real quick. We got one more caller. Call in. We'll squeeze one more caller. Caller, you live on the R Sports Radio show.
Yeah, let's get off of them Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk about
the
real football players here.
Okay.
Because them Cowboys ain't going to do nothing. That's the thing of the past, bro. One thing, I'm not a New York fan, but New York going to beat them. Dallas ain't got nothing going on this year. My cousin,
are you
Michael
calling
Irvin.
From New York?
My cousin's Mike Irvin. He ain't even following Dallas. No, I'm calling from the Bengals land.
Okay.
I'm out here with T.O.
Right on.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm a Ocho Cinco fan ever since he came in the game, man.
Yeah, well, when him and T.O. hooked up, I just knew it was going to be on. But that Carson Palmer got to get something happening with himself because he's destroying the team. And you know what? He's living. He's got too much comfort zone behind him because he don't have to look over his shoulder for a backup quarterback because he got his brother back there. Otherwise, the Bengals could be all that. But let's talk about that NFC, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay, if they get off of Brett Favre's job, he could go ahead on and take this thing right back because he got Moss. All he got to do is throw it, and it's going to be on.
Well, yeah, we talked about the NFC. Now, you still think the Cowboys don't have a chance to take the NFC?
Who? The Cowboys?
Yeah, the Cowboys.
Man, I told you the Cowboys and the Indian days is over. The Cowboys ain't going to do nothing in the NFC. They, matter of fact, they're not going to even win their division. They're not even going to the playoffs. And they're going to end up firing the coach.
Yeah, well we all want the coach to go.
We all want the coach to go.
But I got to give it to William. He stepped up. They got a good squad around them, but it's just something about them that's not making them click. And it could be that they're not playing for the coach.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I got a question for you from in Cincinnati. There, is that the talk? In Cincinnati, are they blaming things on Carson Palmer? Do they think that's the issue up there?
That's the issue. I mean, Carson helped T.O. get there, but Carson is not playing like he's the Carson before he got hurt. And the talk is around is that he's the problem. The team has got everything in place from the running back to the defense to the receivers. I mean, they got an all-star team other than they can't get the quarterback on. I mean, of course, everybody in every city is talking about we should have got Michael Vick, and we know that.
Right.
It's a done deal, you know. I think Carolina messed that up. I mean, Michael Vick wanted to go there, and that team was ready to go. But they didn't get Vick, and it didn't happen. And, yeah, that's the talk in the Natty. The talk in Cincinnati is Carson Palmer is the reason that the team is not playing so good.
Yeah. Now this team swept their division last year.
Yeah.
And they're losing games to teams they should never lose a game to, as far as I'm concerned.
To the Browns.
And I like T.O. had a 200-yard game that one game. I got him on my fantasy team. I like what he's doing out there. But Carson's got to quit throwing these picks, man.
Man, I'm telling you.
He just turned into a pick machine.
And think about it. His brother's the backup, and he threw more picks. Matter of fact, he probably broke a record in preseason throwing picks.
Wow.
You know? he got too much comfort zone. He don't have to look over his shoulder. He don't have nobody else coming in that's going to be able to follow him. They got to do something about that. This team's supposed to be at the top of their game. But this year, I'm telling you, three teams that's going to show up. It's going to be the Patriots, the Steelers and the Jets.
Okay.
That's it. I mean, they built their teams to win.
That's not Ravens hate now, right?
Oh no, man! What are you talking about? I love the Ravens, but they in a rough division. They got to get through already. Patriots done took them down, you know, and they can't get past it. The Jets, the Ravens is strong, but they're not one of those teams. If anything, they'll be the fourth team in the playoffs in the AFC.
Right.
That's what's
so you don't see an NFC team being able to overcome the AFC.
Not this year. The NFC has been, you know, it's in the NFC. It's anybody's game. But it definitely is not Dallas's, okay?
Right. I agree with that, Carla.
Okay, it's anybody's game, but it's not Dallas's game.
Dallas got
work to do.
Can you repeat that?
I can't forget about those Colts. You know,
you
the Colts
that?
Are going to be there. As long as Peyton Manning
that,
is. Can I repeat that?
About the Cowboys.
the Cowboys got to rebuild. It's not their team, man. It's not their year.
Okay, thank you. That's all I
want.
Michael Irvin is my cousin. He's not even following the Cowboys.
Okay. We love Mike, man.
You know, the Cowboys off their own horses.
Right.
You know,
right.
So, you know,
right.
They horse and buggy right about now. Pulling last. Remember that 40 mule team, boy? They pulling it.
Yeah, right.
You know,
right.
The Cowboys.
Okay, man.
And it's a shame. They got a great team. But they're like the Bengals, okay? They star-studded, but they just can't shine.
Yeah. But we'll see. Well, hopefully we'll get a call for you on Tuesday if we do get a win.
Well, you'll get a call from me, but I tell you what, bad as I hate the Giants, they're going to beat Dallas down.
Wow. Okay.
You know, I'm not going to predict no score, but. You know, unless they put some pressure on Eli Manning, ain't nothing going to happen. You know, it'll be a back-and-forth game. But Dallas will end up at the bottom of it.
Well, we'll see. Well, hopefully we get a call from you, man. I thank you for calling in and chit-chatting with us.
Thank you for
man.
Giving
Appreciate
me the
that.
Opportunity to talk to you cats, okay? Y'all have a good football Sunday and Monday, okay?
All
right,
we'll do
right
you
on. You too.
So.
Appreciate it.
All right, bye-bye.
And that's another show for us, man. We had some great talk today. A lot of good callers calling in. And we'll see you guys on Tuesday once again.
Go Rangers.
Go Rangers. Go Cowboys. You know,
go
I got to say that. I got to say
Patriots.
That. Go Patriots, I guess, because I did pick them this week. And
Cowboys
we'll
all the way down.
Your fantasy league is counting on us, man.
Cowboys on the way down.
All right, we'll see y'all on Tuesday. Y'all follow us online, blogtalkradio.com/RFSports. We'll see y'all Tuesday at 9:30 Central Standard Time. Until then, y'all be safe.